Okay, today is Daf, Lamed Zayin. We're going to, Lamed Zayin, yes, correct. We are going to possibly finish the Perek today, depends how far we get. But, great stuff, we're on the bottom of Lamed Vav and Beis, two lines from the bottom. And today's shiur is sponsored, Le'ilu Nishmat Menucha, Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda, by Beryl and Sherry Dessel. Tana Rabbanan, Yodcha, it says Yodcha. Yodcha means, it says in the Torah, Yodcha means to do small. That's the left hand. Ata omer small. You say it means the left hand. Oeno el yamin. Maybe it means the right hand. Who says the left hand? Tamalomer. Well, it says, af yaday yosta oret. Talking about Hashem. Even Hashem, he made the foundation of the world yaday with his hand. Vimini tafcha shemayim. And with his right hand, he made the shemayim. So obviously, the yodcha means left hand. The Omer, and another pasuk, Yada liyasei tishalchena, right? Vimina lihimalos amalim. So what do you see? That the hand means left, because it says vimin, the right hand. The Omer, third pasuk, lama tashin v'ad liyadcha, v'yimincha mikerv, chekecha kalei. Again, you have yadcha and yimin. So obviously it means the left hand. The Mata Yonta says, whenever the Gemara does something like this, the Gemara will ask itself, why do you need my Omer? Why do you need so many sukkahs to tell you the same story? So he says like this, I can get out of the first one. The first one's talking about Hashem. Maybe Hashem's different. Maybe Hashem has different, Hashem doesn't have a hand. Hashem doesn't have a body. So for to say that Hashem had a left and a right hand, that might not be such a good proof. So we have a second pasuk. Why do you need a third pasuk? And he leaves it to Tarachim. I don't have an answer. Why didn't somebody took him to tell you the same principle? Do you have a suggestion? Come on. Right.
One Hashem, one for us. Three, you have those established.
Right. Okay. No, that's a good point. Good. Okay, now, ready next. Rabbi Yossi Hacharum, Omer. Rabbi Yossi Hacharum says, what's Rabbi Yossi Hacharum? Says Rashi, Chotmo Meshuka. His nose was sunken. Kidamrinan bebechoros, like we say in bechoros, charum, a charum is one of someone who has a mum. Zeh shechotmo meshuka, his nose is sunken. Look at the top tosos. Pirish bekuntras, chotmo hayishakua kein charum de bechoros petema. Hu lomer shekinuhu lashon gnai? Embarrass the guy like that? You call the guy by a blemish that the guy has? But that wasn't it should have been karka. First of all, it's not a blemish. Second of all, who said it's a bachloke? First of all, it's a bachloke. Second of all, who said it's a blemish? Third of all, I don't know if that's a negative. Here, the guy's got a mum. That's a fact of life. Metema, hu lama shekinuhu b'lashan gnai? You call the guy with lashan gnai? Hey, come over here, balmum. Right? Ella, I'll say makomo nikrakane. It must be, that's the name of a place. So what was Rashi thinking? Then you'll have such an unbelievable answer.
Do you have a couple of notes?
What?
Do you have a couple of
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. But Ben Yoyada says, that the reason why he's called by his blemish is because a nate happened to him with that blemish. So it's not a embarrassment, it's a badge of honor. It's an unbelievable answer. He doesn't know. That he doesn't know. There must be an ace happened with that blemish. That's why they called him that. So it's a badge of honor. An ace happened. He's proud of it. Right? It's unbelievable. Otherwise, Rashi is very, very difficult. We don't insult, we try not to insult people. Right? Unbelievable. Okay. Matsiru Yamin, Shinik Riyad. But we have a place where the word Yamin is referred to by Yad. So it's a little bit of a problem. Shemar, it says Vayar Yosef Kiyashes Aviv Yad Yamino, right? Vidah, how do you answer that? Yeah, Yad Yamino Hikri, Yad Tamalovikri. Yeah, it says Yad Yamin. Yad by itself means the left hand. Rabbi Nathan Omer Ein Atzarach. You don't need that bar. Hare Omer, because it says Ukishartem Ukitavtem, Ukishartem and Ukitavtem. Ma Ksiva B'Yamin, just like Ksiva is with your right hand. Why is Tziva with your right hand? So Rashi says, because most people are righties. You hear that? You hear that drasha? Most people are righty. Doesn't have to be. You're a lefty, you're allowed to write a tape Torah too. So most people are righty. Akshira b'yamin. So too, the tying is with your right hand. If you're tying with your right hand, to give him the kshir b'yamin, hanacha b'smal. It's got to go on your left arm. Because you're tying it with your right hand. Rabbi Yossi Achorim. We're comparing writing to tying. Just like writing is with your right hand. Why is that? Because most people are righty. So too, your tying is with your right hand. If your tying is with your right hand, you're wearing it on your left hand. That's such a backwards thing. Rabbi Yossi Achorim, Hanacha Dismal Minale. So Rabbi Yossi Achorim, where did he learn out left hand? He said that the right hand, the pasuk from Yossi, means Yad could be right-handed also. How did he learn it out? He learned it out from the same place where Nelson Barashi learned it out, which is the part that everyone knows. Amar, it says in the Torah a funny word, Miyadcha. Right? It says Miyadcha with a hey over there. It's a very funny way of spelling the word Yadcha, which is Ksiv Behei, Keha. It could be read as Yad Keha, the weaker hand. Right? The weaker hand. Most people, the weaker hand is the left hand. Amalei Rav Ava, Rav Ashi, Ve'ema, Yadcha, Shebekoach. Maybe it means Yad Shekoach, the strong hand. Amalei, Miksiv Bechet. Does it say it with a chet? Does it say it with a chet? What was the Havamina? Havamina was that the hey and the chet could be interchanged. That's very lovely. But why interchange it? I have the center with a hey, Yad Keha, right? Which means the weaker hand, the feminine hand, the weaker hand. Therefore, tefillin are on your left hand.
Why couldn't he learn Pasuk?
Because that's a little bit of a funny drasha. You know why? Because just like writing is with the right hand, why is writing with the right hand? Because most people are righties. What kind of drasha is that? It's a very, very strange drasha. You know? That's strange. You don't find it strange?
Yeah.
Why? Is that chil?
Most people burn the Gemara in the Holy Jews.
Right.
You take something that happens to be back.
Right. Kitanoi, it's like a machlokas tanoim. Yadcha, kitanoi. Yadcha behei zet small. Achem omrim yadcha l'rabos es hagidim. Come to include somebody that doesn't have a hand. Even if someone doesn't have a hand, he's still chayev. Is that what it means? He's still chayev to wear tefillin. Tanya idach, we looked elsewhere. Ein lo zroa pater min tefillin. If you don't have an arm, you pater from tefillin. You just don't have one. What are you supposed to do? Achem omrim yadcha. The word yadcha is l'rabos es hagidim. Comes to include someone doesn't have a hand. Iter. What about a lefty? Now, by the way, how does the word iter come to be a lefty? We have an iter yad. A skit?
Mm-hmm.
No. Iter. How does it? We have an iter yad as a lefty. How did iter come to be a lefty? Because it's a pasuk in Choftim. Where's the pasuk in Choftim? It says by Ehud. Ehud ben Ger ben Yemini ish iter yad Yemini. He was a lefty, right? Anyway, miniach tefillin b'yamino. He puts tefillin on his right arm. Shehu smolo. It's his left. His left. Zeratanya miniach b'smolo. We have another brayso that says he puts it on his left hand. Shehu smolo shel kol adam, which is everybody's left hand. Amar Abaya kitanya hi. That was talking about b'sholo b'shtei yadav. When he's ambidextrous, if you use both hands equally, then why be different than everyone else? If you're a real lefty, a genuine, bona fide lefty, then you use tefillin on your right arm. What if you do some with your right and some? And writing is very complicated. When the father comes to the rug, I have a 12-year-old son, and let me tell you what he does with his right and his left hand, the rug goes like this, because it's so complicated what to do. Very complicated. Okay? Next.
If
you bat right, he throws left. It's true. If you do something with your right hand, it's very complicated. Tana de Menach. I heard someone that there was one boy who told to her on both.
What do they do with here?
What do you mean? They try to have it on the left hand.
No, they try to go with the hand that's right.
Right. I'm going to hand it right. Why? Whatever you write with, that's your ikker hand. That's your ikker hand. Right, that's the determining factor. When all the dust settles, how do you write with? Right, okay. Tana de Bei Menashe al yadcha. When it says al yadcha, zu kiboret. That's the muscle, which is where we put our tefillin. Bein einecha, zu kadkod. That's your head. Hecha Amri. Hecha, where is that? Amr Devei Rav Yanai, Malkom Shemocho Shel Tinuk Rofes. It's the place where the head of the baby is soft, which we all know what that means. It starts at the hairline, right? And it goes, and the tefillah is not supposed to go below your hairline, and it ends right at the bone, the back of your head, not in that spot underneath, it's too low, touching the bone. The head, the tefillah is supposed to be touching the bone. Okay? Good? We'll have more to say about that in another days. Okay, fascinating Gemara. Yossi, you ready for this one?
You can't do it in front of that one.
Right. Oh, I left it in the car. I have an article from the... I photocopied an article, a 7-page article, from the Chinese Journal of Medicine, written in 2003, 2004, around then, about how all the spots that you wear your tefillin are all these chiropractic spots. Acupuncture spots. Your head here, here, here in the back. You're on your arm and over here in the front to give you maximum clarity. This is very interesting. Very interesting. Maximum clarity. And the guy has, the guy who wrote it, has, there are four ways you can wear tefillin. Four ways, especially for the yad. The rosh has only two ways. Only one way. Everyone's the same. There are four ways. Ashkenaz, Sfard, Sfardi, and they have Hasidish. All live different, very, very similar, slight differences, minor differences, 1% difference. So he has a chart, which of the four gives you the maximum clarity, and the Hasidim win out. They have the most check marks in all the areas, they have the most check marks. Right? Okay. Just very interesting. I have it in the car, I'll run and get it for you. If you Google, tefillin and pressure points, it'll make you the first one that comes up. First or second one that comes up. That's how I did it. I Googled it, and the first one came up, and I printed it out. Huh? What? No. I got approval. So here we go. You ready for this? This is a little bit of a suspended animation Gemara. Ready? Here we go. Boy mine plimo me rebi. Plimo says to rebi. Mishi yeshlo shnei rushim be'ezin hem and tefillin. If someone has two heads, which head does he wear tefillin on? You hear this, Kasha? Says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the shiloh was like this. There's no question that you don't have to wear tefillin on both. The question was, which one? Is it the right hand? Is it the right? In other words, his question was that we're comparing it to the arm. So you have a right arm putting on the left. So therefore, it should be on the left head. Or maybe no. Maybe the right head, because the right head is always more cautious. I ask my shiloh. Which head does it go on? Amalei says Rebbe to Plimo, oh, kum galei, either get out of here, go exile yourself, oh, kibil alecha shamta, or put yourself in cherub. Those are your two choices. What kind of question is that? Now, look at the second to last Tosfos. Oh, kum galei. Ba'olam hazeh lecha. There's no such thing in this world. I'm reading you the words. Ba'olam hazeh lecha. There's no such thing. Avol yesh b'medrash. There's a medrash. She'ash medai. Right? The king of the Shadim. Hotzi mitachas karka. He brought forth from underneath the ground. Adam echad. One person. She'esh shnei roshim. Had two heads. With nei shlomo hamelech. In front of Shlomo. V'nasa isha. He married a woman. Beholid bonim, they had children. Kiyotzebo, b'shnei roshim. Some had two heads. Ukiyotze, b'ishto, b'rosh echad. And some had one head, like following the wife of the mother. You hear this, Tosfos? You hear this? What, right? Ukishabo, l'chalek, b'nichse avihem. And when they came to be mechalek, when the father died, and they came for the Yerusha, the kids, mi sheyeshlo shnei roshim, shal shnei chalakim. The one that had two heads wanted a double portion. Ubol din lifnei Shlomo. They came to din in front of Shlomo. And what did Shlomo pass him? Does anybody know the rest of the story? He didn't split him in half. What Shlomo did was, you know the story? He took hot water and he splashed it on one of the faces and the other face screamed. The Shlomo said, you see, you're only one body. Otherwise, with two bodies, you wouldn't. What do you care? Right? If you get hit, it doesn't affect him, right? That's what Shlomo did.
I didn't read the Olamei on that
one. Didn't read the
Jewish question.
So that's yeah. By the way, this is a Tosfos. This is the same Tosfos that we kill ourselves to understand what he means. Chamachukes, Chakira. Same Tosfos. I mean, it's wild. Some say that when Rebbe told Plimo, go exile yourself. Yeah, go to Ashkenaz. Go over there. Go ask them. They're the ones that know this stuff. Don't ask me a crazy question like that. It's going to happen in the Gemara. At the Hachi, while they're having this discussion, Atahu Gavra, guy walks in, Amalei. He says, listen, it's Yadli Yanuka. I had a child to insulate Trey Rashi. Had two heads. Kama Be'ina Lamesiv Lakoin. How much do I have to do for Pidyon Aben?
That's
just the tachlis. My wife just had a baby a few weeks ago. The Pidyon Aben's next week. How many do I have to give? Okay, now, ready for this? It's Pashtus now. Rebbe is no longer angry at Plimo. Plimo asked some crazy questions, then the guy walks in with the same Shiloh. Right?
A baby with two heads is born vaginally.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I didn't think of that.
Correct. You're right. Enochanami, you're right.
These days, they never deliver a baby with two heads vaginally. They do see that.
Now, even though, listen just very, very carefully, even though the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes that such a baby with two heads, by the way, the Chazon Ish is going to say something so remarkable in a few minutes. Just unreal. But the pastors right now, the Gemara, the Levi, Rebbe assumed that, let's say it like this. Rebbe said, maybe I heard that they have in the National Enquirer there was a guy that has two heads. Maybe such a thing exists. But it's never going to get to the age of 13. Right? This baby's never going to last. So he says to Plimo, what kind of question is that? What head do you put the tefillin on? That never happens. Yeah, well, isn't a blue moon you hear in the newspaper that happens? But they can't survive. A guy walks in and says, listen, my wife had a baby with two heads. The pigeon events, what do I do? For pasta, Rebbe calmed down against Plimo. The pasta, right? Pasta. What? Right. 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 Okay. Asahu Saba, some old man walks in, we usually assume it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Tanale, Chayiv Litin Lo Yud Slayim. You gotta give him 10 slayim. Two heads, 10 slayim. Ain't he, is that true? But Tani Rami Bar Chama, where Bar Chama learned, Bitol Shinemar, since it says, Padot Sif Des Bechar HaAdam, since it says that you should redeem every Adam, Shemei Ani, I would think, Afilu Nitras Besoch Lamed, even if the baby was Nitras Besoch Lamed, Machlokas Rashi tells us what this means. Rashi says this means, even if the baby would die before 30 days, look at the bottom Rashi, Nerak Besoch Lamed Yom, if the baby dies within 30 days, you still do Pidyon Aben, Chayiv, Afagaf Tichtiv, Upaduya, Biben Chodesh Tifteh, when it's 30 days old, if the baby dies before 30 days old, how on earth can you think to give Pidyon Aben? Afilu Hachi, Hacha Ikkel Neimar. Im Lo Nerag, Havachai Lamed, he would have lived, Ubechor Ma'al Yehu. He's a full-fledged Bechor. I would have thought that you should give such a baby Pidyon Aben, even if he didn't make it. Talmud Lomar, that's why it said, Achalak. It says Achalak, right? Therefore what? Right? How can the old man say that it should give Yud Tzloya? Why? Because it's two heads. Right? A Vadai, 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 a tinup like that is not going to live. He's not going to make it. And therefore, he should be Potter. How on earth could he say Yud Tzloya and he's never going to make it? After all, if a baby has... if a baby doesn't make it, there's no Pidyon Aben. This baby's not going to make it. Now Rashi says the baby died.
Killed.
The baby was killed. Had it not been hit by a bus, he would have lived. My rogue babies make it, right? But the baby died by itself. An accident? Still depending on Ben. Tosfos says, what on earth is Rashi talking about? The baby's not alive, it's still depending on Ben. Okay, it's ridiculous. Tosfos says, don't replace them Shas. It's a Mefurish Mishnah that Bechor Shemes Pesach Lamed Yom Aviv Pater Mipidyon. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. What's Rashi talking about? Rami Bar Chama would think that such a thing is possible. It's a Brisa. It goes against the Mefurish Mishnah. Tosfos says, no. What happened was, Nitruf doesn't mean died. Nitruf means it's been determined that the baby is a Trefa. The baby is not going to live the past 30 days. Maybe. Yeah, it could be. It's going to live the 30 days. That could happen. It's not going to last. It's not going to live a year. You're going to make it to day 30? Yeah, you might be able to push that envelope. No question about it. Is it going to make it past that? Not going to happen. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi is extremely difficult. Right? Rashi is very, very difficult. Anyway.
Question. Why is he asking before? She has the day of the 30th day, okay? The baby's alive now.
Well, you have to call a caterer. You have to get a hall. You have to get prepared. You have to get prepared. That's such a crazy question. Listen, the day 30 is coming up in a few days. What's the story? So according to Tosfos, it makes perfect sense. Even if the baby lives to the 30th day, you still don't do a pigeon up end. You know why? Because the baby's a trefa. The baby's not going to live for a year. Like I said, you'll push it to day 30. That might happen. The baby's not going to live for a year. It's a trefa. It just can't make it. So the Gemara answers, shiny hacha. Now here it's different. Why is it different? The giggle gola tala rachmana. Because the Torah says, v'lakachta chamesh shtolim lagol gola. The Torah uses the word head. Gola means a head. The Torah uses the word gola. The Torah uses the word head. So maybe I would think, but pidyon ben is an exception. Pidyon ben is an exception. Okay? Pidyon ben is an exception. That's why, therefore what? Right? Therefore what? That even if it's one Bechor, if it has two heads, he chayes twice. Okay? Comes along the Chazon Ish, and he says something. He has a kasha on Rashi and on Tosfos, on both of them. And he says, getting back to our question, if someone with two heads is a trefa, and the Gemara assumes it is, right? Achala. The Gemara assumes it's a trefa. For what? It's an exception. So then why did Rebbe no longer get angry at Plimo? Why did the anger go away? He said it was much of the anger went away. Guy walks in, you called me such a fool, you told me I should go to the Shadim and ask them to Shaila. Guy walks in with that Shaila. Halacha l'maisa, guy walks in. Right? Now we're saying what? That there's no way. There's no way that he's going to laugh. No way a baby does that to the last. But this has to be a pigeon at bed. So then what was the Shiloh? Still ridiculous Shiloh. What kind of person with two heads delivers at the age of 13? It's not going to happen. Right? Not going to happen. And it's according to Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbeinu Tam holds that we're making a chiluf now between a trefa of two heads and every other trefa. Which is what it seems to be what we're doing. Right? That's two heads. That's heads. Give him the pigeon of Ben, even though he's a trefa. So that's the Chazon Ish. Why should we do that? Why is this trefa different than every other trefa? What's special about this trefa? Two-headed trefa, what's special? Right? What's special about it? right?
Yeah, the permanent theorem, I think, I'm a little too far. You see an example of, that company that had a baby like this. All right, you don't have to go to Gullus. All right, well, the question wasn't so far-fetched.
Says Chazon Ish. You ready for this? A person with two heads is not a trefa. Not a trefa at all. As a matter of fact, Chazanesh probably knew that there was a guy in the 1880s, whatever, we ever know that picture of those Siamese twins, they lived into their 30s. They died in their 30s. Chazanesh knew that. Says the Chazanesh is not a trefa. Not a trefa at all. I can't argue. It's unbelievable, Chazanesh. Never says the word trefa here in Gemara. Gemara never says the word trefa. Rashi says it. Someone never says the word trefa. Right? Exactly. I can't speak for Rashi and Tosfos. They're living different times. Tosfos says, for all of Hazeh Lecha. There's no such thing in this world. Says the Chazon Ish. It's not even a trefa. You know what the issue is? They don't have Chiyas Shalema. They're not fully alive. Why are they not fully alive? Of course they're fully alive. They're walking, talking. They're not fully alive because there's only one heart. They're only... They depend on each other. They're not fully alive. So my shaila was, does such a person get pidyon aben? Does such a person get pidyon aben? And the answer is yes. You know why? Because it doesn't go by being fully alive, it goes by two heads. It goes by head. Why? Torah calls it a head. Torah said head. That's why pidyon aben is different. Now, what's the story with plimo? Not a sheif at all. Just a shaila. Right, Rebbe, maybe Rebbe thought that what kind of silly shaila is that? Guy walks in, having a pidyon aben. My shaila is, a pidyon aben, is there a chiyuv on a pidyon aben on two heads because he's not really one person. Why? He's really two halves, let's want to call it that. Really two halves of one person. Each one of them doesn't really have their own chiyuv. Why? Because it depends on the other. Says the Gemara, yeah, but my pidyon aben is different. You know why? It goes to head. It's two heads. I don't care about chiyuv shleima. Maybe that other halachas that might be an issue. Here it's not an issue. A pidyon aben is not an issue. Aye, he's going to live for 30 days. He's going to live? Of course he's going to live. Right? Of course he's going to live. So maybe Rebbe first thought, what kind of silly thing is this? A guy walked in with that shiloh. Rebbe said, oh, calm down now. I see it's such a shiloh. I got a little jumpy. And I realized, such a thing? The trefa? Absolutely not. Unbelievable, Chazadish. Unbelievable.
He
calmed down because the guy walked in and said, my wife had a baby with two heads. Pidyon aben next week, what do I do? So what was the shayla? The shayla was not chiyus shleima. The answer doesn't make a difference. It goes to head.
Ain't a chenami.
You want to get an attitude booster out of this gemara? 100%. This is absolutely a wild gemara. People that are not, if you're not a believer, this is a gemara that can cause you a lot of problems. Right? This is what they're busy with. So the Chazanish knew that. Now, in the olden days, did Tosfos ever see Siamese twins? Chazanish say he probably never saw it. Living in the 1100s in France, probably never saw such a thing. Right? Now, were they born? Could be. Did they live past the first week? Probably not. In those days, with that kind of medical care, probably not. Right? So in the 1880s, it finally happened. They had better care. They made it to their 30s. So the Chazanish probably knew that. But it's not a treif. How can I call them a treif? It's listening to the 30s. So the Chazanish says, he reinterprets the entire Gemara to make it make sense.
I'm saying, you need perfect conditions for a pidyon aben. No miscarriage.
Ain't a
chenami. But a Siamese twins, no problem. Like, I mean, what's the shock?
And he walked in, mamish, that minute. Right? Okay, next. Amar Mar. Yadcha zukibore. The yadcha really means the muscle. You don't... The bicep. You don't put it on your hand. Yadcha means your hand. It's not where you put it. Menalam, Tanur Rabbanan, Al Yadcha Zugova Shabiyad. It's up in the upper muscle, between the shoulder blade and the elbow. That's where it goes. Ata Omer Zugova Shabiyad. You say it's up there. Oena Ela Yadcha Mamish. Maybe it's on your hand. No, can't be. Amr Torah, Hinech Tfilim Biyad, Hinech Tfilim Barosh. Ma'ala Halam Begova Shabarosh. What do you put your tefillin? On the top of your head. Afkan begova shaviyad. So too, you put it on the top of your arm. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ain't a tzara. You don't need that. Harehu Omer, it said, v'haya l'chal l'oth. L'chal l'oth. V'lo l'acher l'oth. It's an oath for you, not for oath for anyone else. What does that mean? It's like tucked in your arm. If it's on your hand, that's not an oath for you. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, ain't a tzara. You don't need that. Harehu Omer, it says, v'samtem et zivar ha'ela al levavecha, al levavchem ukshartem. It should be next to your heart. They put it next to their heart. That's where they put it, on their right their hearts. Ravashi have Yosef Kameh Damemar. Ravashi was sitting by a Neymar. Have a Tire Biyade. What does that mean? Have a Tire Biyade? There was a tear in his sleeve, become a Chazin Tfilin, and the Tfilin became exposed. Don't you hold it's an oath to you and not an oath to anyone else? Amalei, k'makom l'chal oath itmar. It has to be that plate. What, it has to be covered over? Like I said, it's funny, we usually cover. People put their sleeve over the tefillin. It has to be like that. It has to be in that spot. What if it's not like that? Well, you're not in the kind of interest of tefillin? Of course you are. Next. Govashe barosh menola. What about the Govashe Barosh? Tana Rabbanan. Bein Einecha. It says Bein Einecha. Zu Govashe Barosh. That means Gova Shebrok. Ah, to Omer, Zugova Shebrok. Rosh, Oena El Ben Necha Mamish. Maybe it means Ben Necha Mamish. Who put it between the rights Mamish? Tzedukim. Why did you do that? Right. Nemar Khan Ben Necha. Venema Lahalam. Lo Simu Karcha Ben Necha Lameis. Don't put a bald spot Ben Necha. Ma Lahalam, Gova Shebrosh. So it's like over there means Gova Shebrosh. Welcome to Osa Karcha, a place where you're going to make a bald spot. You can't make a bald spot between your eyes. No hair there. Ah, there is a little bit of hair there, but it's not enough to make a bald spot. That's the point. You have a little bit of eyebrow here between your nose, between your eyes. You could have that. We're going to have that in a second. But you can't make a bald spot there. If you don't have that here, you don't look funny. If you're walking around with a bald spot on your head, and all you have here, it's one bald spot, that looks very funny. They did that to the Matim. Ah, Khan, Pagova, Shomak Rosh, Makam Shaosa Karcha, a place where you make a bald spot. So I was once watching this. They had this documentary about, I don't know, the Dead Sea Scroll, something about Israel. And they had a guy, the guy was a Tzaduki, in the 21st century. And he was wearing tefillin. I couldn't believe it. I brought in my son. I wanted him to see it. He was wearing tefillin between his eyes. The tefillin box was right here between the eyes. And he was wearing tefillin. This guy was, and it just proved Rav Yochanan's wife, said, what's up with the tzedukim? Right? They don't believe in Torah Sheval Peh, right? Therefore, they put the tefillin right between their eyes. And I saw it. I couldn't believe I saw this guy in the 21st century where in Jerusalem wearing a tefillin like that. Walking like that. What's pshat? Because Torah said, Ben Enecha. What's he wearing? What's he wearing? He's wearing a box with leather straps. How does he wear it? Why is he wearing that? Torah says one word, Totafot. We have no idea what that means. Without Torah Sheba'al Peh, you don't get the first base. It's impossible to get the first base without Torah Sheba'al Peh. Right, so what does Rav say? The only time, Rav Shechter says, there are only 15 places in Torah where the Tzaddikim disagreed with Klai Yisrael, with the Chacham. Only 15 places. You know why? Because they only disagreed. They believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh. Of course they accept it. It's impossible not to. If you don't accept it, you're not getting, what are you wearing? The guy's wearing pure tefillin. What? There's nothing inside. I bet there's tefillin inside. I would venture to say there's kosher parshas in there. Because the guy's a firm tzaduki. Otherwise, he wouldn't bother with it. What's he doing? So what's pshat? The only time that they don't hold from Torah Sheba'al Peh is if it contradicts the pasha pshat of Torah Sheba'al Peh. It says bein enecha. Don't tell me it's on the top of your head. It says between your eyes. What should they look like? I believe everything the Chachamim said. Leather strap, black, a box, with parshas, this, all the parshas. Doesn't say anything in the Torah, what to do. It doesn't say a word. That's why. Such an unbelievable verse. They believe in everything. Yeah. It's such an unbelievable verse. No, it's such emet, no?
There are people that say,
and maybe on some level it's true, that they really didn't believe in anything. But they couldn't be completely not from, so they came up with this shtick. I believe. What? That's the yeshiva version. The yeshiva version is they didn't believe in anything, but they couldn't be complete after Carson, so they came up with this shtick. Now I only believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh. If they only believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, I don't know what you would put for tefillin. It says totafos. What does that mean? What does that mean? A bracelet? A headband? What does that mean? Has to have parshas, ksivatama. We have all these halachas, right? The nas and the nas. What does that mean?
It's a solid question.
Right? So when I saw the guy on TV with film like that, I couldn't believe it. It's, you know? He's a regular guy. He's a regular guy. He had a little beard. He looked like a regular guy. He spoke perfect English. He looked like a normal person.
Just like
he's
not English. Perfect English.
Right. But such an unbelievable verse. Without Torah Sheba'al Peh, you can't get anywhere. Right? So they have a few places that have a machloket. Okay. Where are we? Govah Shebarosh ben Olam. I said that already. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Atzara. You don't need all these drushes. Amr Torah, you don't need all these drushes. Look at what he comes up with. Amr Torah, Hanach Tfilin bein Hanach Tfilin b'yad, Hanach Tfilin b'rosh. Ma'ala halan, makam haroi li tamah b'nega echad. Just like on the arm. You can get one nega, one saras. Why? Because in your arm you get one tzara, you can get tzaraas. Ach kan b'makom haroi l'tamei b'nega echad. So too on the rosh, It's a place where you can get one tumma, one tzaraat. Lafuke bein echa, but between your eyes, the ikka basar v'seir. You have basar and you have hair. In other words, on your arm up here, there's no hair. On the muscle, no hair. What tzaraat can you get? Tzaraat. Remember, we learned the parashat Tzvir Mitzorah. There's another tzaraat on the hair tzaraat. So on your head, you can get also hair tzaraat. But if it's between your eyes, you have really both. You have hair a little bit, and you have basar. Can't be there. So it says Tos, look at the second to last Tosos. In Tomar, imal halamakum basar, atka makum basar, kigon padachto. So compare it to the arm further and say it should be on your forehead. There's no hair there either. So why isn't it still on your forehead? Can't be beninecha. According to him, it has to be in a place only one nega. Right? He doesn't hold in the drasha of karcha. Because there's no karcha on your forehead either, because there's no hair. So why not on the forehead? According to him. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Right? So you know who answers it? The Yavit gives such an unbelievable answer. He says it can't be on the forehead, because that's where the tzitz was. And it says in the Torah, it says in the Gemara that the Kohen Gadol was able to wear the tzitz and the tefillin. Where? It can't be on the forehead. It has to be in the hair. That's how he comes up with that answer. Unbelievable, no? Okay. By the way, the ikaseir lavan zikranam iser tzahos. On between the eyes, you can have tzaraat, white, and also yellow from the hair. So therefore, it can't be there, and therefore, it has to be on top of the head. Okay? That's it. We're basically done with tefillin. Unbelievable few days. Special few days. So just to end off with, so the article quoted the Menshe Chachma, one verse to end off with tefillin. I have a different verse to end off with tefillin. We said yesterday, the Gemara said, that if somebody talks between putting on the tefillin shal yada, putting on the tefillin shal rosh, such an avera like that, they would send you back from the army. Yeah, that was such a chet, they wouldn't want you in the army. Right? If you talk between the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh, such a chet, the army would send you back. We don't want you fighting in our army. You have too much chet. That's the chet. It's a very minor chet. Right, what's the message of that Gemara? That if you have talk between the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh, you have a hefsik between the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh. Right, didn't the Gemara say that yesterday?
Yeah.
I was at a brit yesterday. I didn't hear.
Yeah.
I did the Gemara, but I wasn't here. So, right, wasn't that the
yeah.
Right? The tefillin shal yad, if you talk, the army would send you back. Why? I heard such an unbelievable verse. Because the tefillin shal yad represents your arm is all your action, and the tefillin shal rosh on your head, on your brain, are all your machshavos. If your machshavos and your actions are not in sync, you're not a soldier. It's not just a soldier in the army, it's a soldier in life. If your machshavos and your actions are out of whack, they don't jive together, you're not an Eder Hashem. That's the purpose of wearing tefillin, to hone your mind and to hone your maisim. That's why it goes on your arm and it goes on your head. Unbelievable, no? Okay. Good? Okay. You know where I heard that part? At Ariel China, which is in Bar Mitzvah.
I remember.
That verse, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I heard that verse. I said, whoa, that's an unbelievable verse. Okay. Next.
David,
we're there from. Unbelievable verse. Next. Ready? Now on to tzitzit. I don't know why the Gemara did this. I don't know why the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did this. He the Gemara is going to start with tzitzit now, but then the next parak is tchela. And we're not going to get to tchela for 4 days. We're going to be busy with tzitzit until we get to actual tchela, which is later in next week, Chol HaMoed already. But it's just a funny, like all of a sudden, like right now the Gemara is going to have tzitzit for a half a moment, and then we're going to stop, and then a new perek, which is the same thing as the old perek. So like, why that happened, I don't know. He did. Well, we're going to get to it later in the week. Okay, we have 5 minutes, we'll get, however far we get down, then we'll, tomorrow's not a long time. Spend all day on tchela. On the tzitzit, it's very. The Gemaras in the next few days are exceedingly difficult. They're very relevant. Halacha l'maaseh, tzitzit. It's not an easy sukkah at all. Tefillin was much easier. Mezuzah was much easier. Sunday stuff is brutal. But okay, here we go. The Mishnah said that our bar tzitzit is ma'akvin zu that the four tittus strings are ma'akiv one to the other, sha'ar ba'asan mitzvah acha, because there are four of them are one mitzvah, right? Rabbi Shmuel said there are four mitzvot. There are four mitzvot. What does that mean? There are four mitzvot. So it says the Gemara, my binai. What does that mean? What's the difference? What's the difference? So there's like a bunch of differences. Amar Abaya, sadin b'tzitzis ikka binayu. The difference is if you put tzitzis, if you put woolen string on a linen garment. So the halacha is that shatnez is suspended for tzitzis. In other words, you're allowed to wear shatnez if you're wearing kosher tzitzis. You're allowed to. Why? Smichas aparshios between shatnez and tzitzis. The Gemara learns out that if you're wearing tzitzis, even if it's a woolen strings on a linen garment, linen strings on a woolen garment. We're going to get to the pratim later, but papastas, minat Torah, that's mutter. So now, what if you have three strings, three corners of strings on a woolen garment? Woolen strings on a linen garment, only three corners. According to the Chachamim, it's one mitzvah, you're wearing shatnez. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah. According to Rishon, it's four separate mitzvahs. So I'm getting three mitzvahs, I'm wearing three corners. In other words, I'm not wearing a bare shatnez. That's one difference. Rava, all the differences are going to be similar like that. Rava Barahanya Amar, Talas Bal Chamesh Ikabinayu. No, the Talas has five. Talis has five corners. That's the difference. Why? We're going to learn later that if a talis has five corners, you also chayiv. You also chayiv in five. It sits on all five corners. It's not four corner garment. It's four corners and up. Six corner garment, seven corner garment. They all require tzitzis, right? But according to the Chachamim, it's only one mitzvah, right? Why? Because according to them, you put on four corners. So what do you do with a five-corner baguette? You put on four corners, according to the Chachamim. But according to the Rabbi Shmuel, each one's a different mitzvah, right? Therefore, according to him, you would put on five corners. Okay? Next, Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna Ikabinayu. The issue is in Rav Huna's part. So Amar Rav Huna, Hayotze Betalis, She'enu Mitziyata Tzkelchas Abishabit. If you go out with a talis that's not, doesn't have the complete amount of tzitzis on Shabbos, chayav chatas. You chayav chatas. What does that mean? You go out with a four-cornered baguette on Shabbos. You only have tzitzis on three of them. You chayav to carry. Why? Because it's not a mitzvah. Therefore, it's considered a matzah. It's considered an extra burden. Carry. Because if you're small, not only are you not carrying, you're carrying a mitzvah. Right, the difference. What?
You're wearing an item.
It's
a baguette.
Yeah, but the tzitzis are not a baguette.
No, but you're wearing a baguette.
You're not chayav for the baguette. You're chayav for the tzitzis. Okay. All these things are very complicated. It's jewelry. It's very complicated halachas. But the point is, the Gemara says you're chayav for carrying, and according to Rishmo, you would not be chayav for carrying. Okay. Where am I? Amar of Shisha Braid of Edi. Hi man, the Batsrei Liglime. If somebody cuts his talus, what does it mean? He cuts it? He makes five corners, he makes one corner, he cuts it diagonally, because it's an extra corner now. Now you have five corners. Well, Abad below Klum. That's nothing. Why is it nothing? Because you can resew it. Shavye, talus, balas chamesh. All you did was make your talus into five corners. That doesn't change anything. Amar Masharshia, Haiman de Tire Ligulime, if you fold over the garment, now the corners have been moved. Again, Lobabad below Kulum. My Taima, why not? Kiman de Sharia Dami. All you did, what does Sharia Dami mean? You untie the knot. In other words, you didn't do anything. Why? Because you didn't seal it. If you seal it, you've changed the dagger completely. Here, all you do is fold it over, make a little stitch, that's nothing. Exactly. We're going to get to that later in the week. Utananami. Kol chasamos hatsuros tahoros. Kol chamasos hatsuros. All jugs, leather flasks, right, that have been folded over, right? The Mishnah in Kalim. Tahoros are tahor. Why? It doesn't have a base kibble. Why? Because what, now you made it into a base kibble. You took a leather piece, a piece of leather, you folded it over. Now it has a base kibble. Nah, you can undo that. Chutz mi shel arvayim. Except for the Arab ones, because Rashi says that's how they used to make them, and don't ask me a kasha. Amar v'dimer adai, ha'man d'chatye l'glime. If somebody sewed up, right, sewed up, he sewed up his garment to make it into halves. Lo avad v'lo klum. He hasn't done anything yet. He didn't change the talus. Why? Imisa d'lo mi boile. Because if he's not going to undo it, lifsog v'lashadye. He should fold over the talus, seal it, cut, throw out any of the other extra materials, and then he's got a brand new garment. Since he doesn't do that, he's demonstrating he doesn't want it to be so definitive like that, and therefore it doesn't change anything, and therefore it doesn't make it into a beged that's chayiv in tzitzis. Alright, we'll stop here. We will finish the perek tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll start perek of tcheles, and everybody have a very good day. And a good Shabbos.